On this morning's lesson, we're going to be talking about called to be sanctified. Called to be sanctified. Our text is going to be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 2. It says, unto the church which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Now that word sanctified is a familiar passage or a familiar term with us because we talk about it all the time, but it means to be set apart for the service of Jesus Christ. Also, it means to be free from sin. When you're sanctifying something, you're setting it apart just to be used exclusively to serve the Lord. The tambourines, you know, we don't use them for any other reason but to do what? Praise Jesus. These chairs that are in here, we don't use them for any other reason but to praise the Lord. The pulpit furniture, the musical instruments, they're not used for any other reason but to serve the Lord. Our refrigerators, our freezers, the ground, the building, we only use it exclusively to serve the Lord Jesus. We don't rent the space out for banquets. We don't rent the space out for people to have parties. We don't rent the space out for the community to come in and have meetings. No, we have sanctified it. We have set it apart to be used exclusively to serve the Lord Jesus. That's what makes it sanctified. Now, when according to the text says we are called to be saints. The root word of sanctified is saint. We are called to be saints. And as I say in the lesson, you see a little blurb right there. It says that the former life must, emphasize that word must, be different from the sanctified life. The former life must be different from the sanctified life. Leviticus chapter number 10 says, and that ye put difference between what? Holy and unholy. Between unclean and clean. Now someone go get Leviticus chapter number 11, 44 through 45. It has always been the Lord's desire for his people to be separate from evil. It's always been his desire for his people to be separate from evil. And we know that even from the beginning, when he had Adam and Eve in the garden, you notice he sanctified the tree of life, the tree of life from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He made them two different trees, right? One tree was the tree of life, and the other tree was the knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord says, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So the Lord has always been about making a difference between what was acceptable and what was unacceptable. Okay? Even from way back in the garden, saints. All right? Now, what does Leviticus chapter number 11, 44 through 45 say?
Yes. You shall therefore sanctify yourself.
Yeah, so you and I have to make a choice. Are we going to let Jesus be our God?
Yeah.
He says, I am the Lord your God.
Right.
And what else does he say there?
He says, I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore sanctify
yourself. You should sanctify yourself.
Yeah.
You got that call on your life. You should say within yourself, I want to be used by Jesus. I want to be used in the service of the Lord. And it starts with you coming to that understanding and making that choice. Everybody makes a choice. I think I was sharing with some of the saints this week some of the things that were going on, and I was reminding them, you're not accountable for people's choices. You're not. I understand. I don't care who they are. I'm not accountable for the choices my children make. Right or wrong, I'm not accountable for it. I've trained them up in the way that they should go. I've taught them the difference between right and wrong. They know the difference between the things that they should do and should not do. When they go out there and make bad choices and decisions, it is on them. Right?
Right.
That's true. It's on you. And the Lord is saying this to us in Leviticus number 11 and 44. I don't care what's going on in the world. The Lord said, you need to make a choice as to who you're going to serve. He said, I am the Lord your God. You should do what? Sanctify yourselves. Sanctify yourselves, right? You should sanctify yourselves. Sanctify yourselves. Keep going.
And ye shall be holy, for
right.
I am holy.
That's right.
Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any matter of creeping thing
that's
that
right.
creepeth upon the earth.
Now, this was back in the Old Testament, especially when it was concerning their dietary laws. Their dietary laws, and the Lord says, don't, in other words, touch anything that's going to make you dirty. And the same principle is true with us, because the book of Peter picks up the same lesson. Mm-hmm. Peter says the same thing. As the Lord your God is holy, he says, be ye what? Holy. Why? Because I am holy. All right, keep reading the rest of that in Leviticus.
Uh-huh. It says, for I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt
yep.
to be your God.
Yep.
And ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
Now the Lord, if you look at verse number 45, we should be able to say this about ourselves when we say that the Lord brought us out of the life of sin. The Lord brought us out of the life of sin. He made sin release its hold on us. Why? Because we wanted to be free.
Right.
He made sin release its hold on us.
Yep.
He says, I made sin release its hold on you. I brought you out of sin. For what reason? So that I can be your God.
Right.
I'm the one that freed you. Now I want to be the one to lead you.
Right.
He says, therefore you shall be what? Holy.
Right.
The Lord set expectation for us in verse number 45. He didn't bring us out for us to continue in sin.
Right.
He brought us out for us to be holy now. All right?
Right.
Now some, and when we looked at that statement before, it says the former life must be different from the sanctified life.
Right.
In other words, some, there has to be a change in behaviors. There has to be a noticeable change in behaviors. And you should ask yourself these simple questions. Do you notice a difference? Do others see and hear a difference? Now, this is talking about in your life. Do you notice a difference in your life? Do others notice a difference in your life? Now, Jesus is saying when a person makes a choice to sanctify themselves, they should see some change. They should see some change in themselves. And others see some change in you.
Right.
Now that's the only time you can say, I'm really sanctifying myself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm allowing the Lord to work in me.
Right.
Now each one of you get one of those scriptures. And let's see what Jesus is saying concerning do I notice a difference in myself? And do others see and hear a difference in me? Ephesians chapter number 2, 2 through 3. That's the difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the person's saying they sanctifying themselves and they're allowing the Lord to sanctify them, we know what the Lord says there. There's a past.
Right.
There's a past. The past is different from the present. Where you at today should be different from where you were.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Where you are at today should be different from where you were.
Right.
You should see a change.
Right.
You should see a change. You should see a change in your behavior. You should see a change in your desire. That's why Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 2 says, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world.
Right.
Keep going.
According to the prince of the power of the air.
Now that's Satan. Keep going.
Spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Now, when you say you following behind Jesus, you shouldn't have no disobedient spirit inside of you.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying it's not going to tempt you. I'm not saying it's not going to be there in your thoughts. But if trying to assert itself. But something inside of you should say, no, that's not who I want to be. That's not who I want to be. That's not who the Lord expects me to be. That I clearly see a difference between Jesus and Satan.
Right.
It's like night and day, right? That's right. It's like night and day. I know I know Satan when I see Satan. Not just in others, even in myself. I know Satan when I see Satan. There's no cloudiness anymore. Jesus has clearly shown me he's different than the devil, even down to the care of my life. Jesus is about me living. Jesus is all about you living. The Lord ain't about you dying. The Lord is about you living. But that other fella is all about death. He tries to get me to do things, say things, feel ways that don't take me closer to life, but take life away from me. You think about all of those habits you picked up out there in that world. And them people, the different ones you hung around that were quote unquote friends. And you think about all of the stuff that they had you involved in. Things that, you know, you shouldn't have been doing. You know, you didn't do a lot of those things around your mom and your dad. I mean, maybe if your parents didn't care. But, I mean, if you had parents that cared about you, cared about your well-being, certain things they did not allow you to do. Certain things they didn't allow you to say out your mouth. But your friends kept pushing you, saying, go ahead, you can be this way. Ain't nobody around us. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Well, the Lord is trying to tell you there's a difference. There's a difference between the old life and the new life. You know, I'm no longer worried about my mom and my dad seeing me. I'm no longer worried about my mom and my dad disciplining me. I'm a grown man. I'm not worried about that anymore. That's not my concern. My biggest concern now is Jesus. I realize Jesus got his eyes on me. And I realize the Lord is nothing to play around with. Anybody can put a hurting on you, Jesus can. Anybody, I realize the supremacy of Jesus, not just over, you know, the things that I have, but my very life itself. I realize that the Lord takes the breath out of my lungs. Nothing I can do about it. There ain't nothing you can do about it. You can fuss, you can argue, you can shake, you can cry. Ain't nothing you can do about it. When the Lord say, that's it, that's it. When the Lord say, the story is over, the story is over. Close the book is closed. Then there's nothing nobody can do about it. So the only thing you realize that there's a big difference between Satan and Jesus. Satan can't take my life. Can't do that. He could try. He could try to make you feel like he's so bold and so tough. He can't take your life. You know, I was sharing with the saints this week. It was amazing. You know, these little door cameras, they catch everything. And the news had showed how someone was walking out of the projects in West Philly. And I guess the house that had the fellow was walking out of had a door camera. And as he was walking out, he was on his phone. White car pulled up. Guy got out the car, and the guy with the phone looked, and he shot him. Pow! And obviously, when he shot him, because there were some trash cans that were separating the two of them. Obviously, when he shot him, the fella fell to the ground. Because you literally, now you all see I'm in a white shirt. The guy that was doing the shooting had on a white shirt, just like me. Just like he had, just was coming from work. So he shot the fella, and then you could see how he started pointing down at the ground, and I mean he was just unloading. Bow, 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 bow. You could clearly see it as day. It was like a movie, but this was really happening, and it happened last week. The fella was just shooting, and then he stopped, got in the car, and drove off. But the amazing thing about the news, when they did the clip on it, the fella didn't die. So you mean to tell me here this man is got first of all the fella is on the ground, so I can't see why he didn't unload each bullet into that man's body, because there was wasn't nothing preventing him from hitting his target. But to see him unload that gun like that, and then the news say that the fella is still living, that lets you know the devil can't kill you. Devil can't kill you. Now, obviously, it wasn't Jesus in the mind of that fella with that gun. That man had a bad spirit inside him. We call it the devil. The devil was in that man. In that man, because we already know that the devil come to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That devil had in that man's mind to kill that fella. Now, it's how you can tell the devil cannot kill you.
Right.
That's in the control of Jesus.
Right.
How do you know that? Because if the devil could kill, he would have killed that young man.
Right.
But that wasn't permitted for him to do that. The Lord is the one says, I'm the one calls and you have to answer.
Right.
Jesus does that.
Right.
And you say it's an amazing how that can happen like that. And then how a stray bullet, one stray bullet, can just go into someone's home who wasn't the target and kill them that night. So then you say, well, oh, Elder Scudder, that's horrible. But you're missing the point.
Right.
You're not understanding. I'm trying to tell you the devil cannot kill you.
Right.
The only one that controls the bounds of your life is Jesus.
Right.
He said, I have appointed your bounds that you cannot pay.
Right.
Jesus said, when I call, you're going to answer. I don't care where you are, what you're doing. I don't care what's going on in your life. When Jesus calls, you got to answer him.
Right.
And answer him how to give an account for what you've done
right.
In this body, whether it's good or bad, right? This is why we warn you. This is why we encourage you. This is why we instruct you to live for Jesus while you can. Understand who you are. I don't belong to anybody. The only one that created my body is Jesus. The devil tries to teach you different from that. You ask, you say, well, what is the enemy? Why does the enemy attack the world so hard? Because he's trying to make people think that there's something that they're not. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to the Lord Jesus. He created you, right? Scripture says that in Psalm chapter number 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Not a joyful noise unto Satan. It says make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands. I don't care what your gender is. I don't care what your ethnicity is, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian. That scripture is talking to all of us. It says everybody should be making a joyful noise to the Lord. Everybody should be serving the Lord with gladness. Not Satan. We shouldn't be serving Satan. We can't make space and room for a devil that did not create us. He did not make us, so we don't owe him nothing, right?
That's right.
Don't owe Satan nothing. That's why you just can't take church and put church down. You just can't take church and say, well, I'm going to do this on Sunday. And then when it's over, when the door's shut, you go home, you go back to living some other kind of way. Nah, you got to put a difference. You got to make a difference between who you serve. That's why I try to get it in your mind to serve Jesus. Why? Because I'm not going to be around you all the time. The saints are not going to be around you all the time. You got to prove who you serve. When you say, Jesus is my God, that means not just in some areas of your life, in every area of your life, Jesus has to be your God. Even when things get difficult, you got to say, no, I'm not serving Satan. I'm serving the Lord Jesus. I am humble up under him. I need him to step in and do for me what I cannot do myself, right? That's the truth. That's when you realize who you are. Paul was trying to remind the saints, you're called to be a saint.
Yes.
You ain't called to be just anything.
Right.
I can't jump in and participate with the Black Lives Matter movement. I can't do that.
Yes.
Say, well, Elder Scudder, but you're a black man. Yes, I am.
Yes.
But the Lord didn't call me to be black.
Yes.
Y'all understand that? He didn't call me to be black. He said, but you don't understand the things that are going on in the world. I see it and I understand it. Is it fair? No, it's not fair. But the Lord did not call me to that. He said, I've called you to be a saint. Sanctify yourself. Serve Jesus, right? That's the true saint. You serve the Lord. I can't get involved in all of that mess. Why? Because it don't point you to Jesus. It doesn't point you to the real source of the problem. The source of the problem is not racial inequality. The source of the problem is not economical disparities in the community. The source of the problem is sin. When we deal with sin, everything else falls in the line, right? That's the truth. When you deal with sin, you look at us in here. We all get along. We all get along. We work together. We get the job done. And all of us have different economical statuses.
Yeah.
Each one of us have different educational statuses. Y'all realize that? None of us are on the same page.
Yeah.
Not when it comes to stuff like that.
Right.
It don't go. None of us are making the same. None of us had the same mental abilities.
Right.
Some people can understand a whole lot of stuff. Some folk can't.
Right.
Some people can read this, read. Some folk have a struggle just reading simple things. But it's amazing how we all come together. Well, nobody does that for us but Jesus. Nobody does that for us. Nobody but Jesus can keep you on the same plane. Where as the Vacation Bible School day 3 said, where all of us had all things in common. Nobody's looking down on one another. No big eyes and no little U's. We realize we were called to be saints. At the end of the day, we come in here and we're on equal ground. Why? Because the Lord called us to be saints.
Yes.
And the first thing he tells us as saints to do is to love one another, right?
Yes. That's right.
Love one another as Jesus Christ has loved you, right?
Yes.
That's the truth.
Right.
That's the beautiful thing about understanding your calling.
Yes.
So you can operate in that.
Yes.
And see, you think about that, writer says the difference, times past, you were not a people.
Yes.
You walked according to the course of this world. And isn't that the truth? All of us.
Right.
And we all had our own little background.
Right.
If I say all the gamblers, go stand in that corner. All the drunks, go stand in that corner. All those that did drugs, put drugs in your system, stand in that corner. Now some of y'all say, well, Elder Scott, I only got one body. I can't go but all these corners all over the place. But I'm trying to tell you, all of us got our own little issues.
Right.
But the Lord brought us all together. Isn't that sweet? Lord brought us all together.
Yes.
Gave us an equal playing field.
Sure.
What did he say, that equal playing field? Yes. All of you were bought with the price.
Right.
What price? You've all been bought with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
He freed you from your sin, right?
Yes.
He brought you out of your corner hiding, right?
Yes.
And said, be free, right?
Yes.
Be free. Walk in the liberty.
Yes.
Wherewith Jesus Christ has freed you, right?
Yes.
Don't go back to that corner, right?
Yes.
Don't go back into that corner. Lord says that's your life. That life was your past. It was your past. Even when folk run up to you and start trying to resurrect stuff, say, oh yeah, you remember we did this and we did that. But it is your opportunity now to be a witness. It's your time to say, but I thank Jesus. He brought me out of that life. And what he's done for me, he can do the same thing for you. Don't let them being stuck be an attraction to you. The Lord didn't call you to go back into sin. He called you to be holy, right? Said, be ye holy, why? Because I'm holy, right?
Yes.
Be glad who you are.
Right.
Be glad who you are.
Yes.
I live a clean life.
Yes.
Be glad about that thing.
Yes.
Be glad that the Lord changed your vocabulary.
Yes.
Lord took the cussing out of me.
Yes.
And some of you, I'm working with you now.
Yes.
Sometimes I hear little things come out your mouth, and y'all know it. I catch you. I say, no. We don't talk like that no more. You know it ain't right because you catch yourself. You say, oh yeah, you're right, Elder Scott. Gotta stop doing that. Gotta take that word out of my mouth. Why? Because it's not like Jesus. I talked like that when I was in the streets. But the Lord said he called you out of that in times past. That's my former life, right? That lets you know that stuff still be trying to linger in your mind and bring your mind into captivity to the law of sin and death, right? That's right. But you say, the Lord freed me from that. And I'm glad to be free. That's right, saints. I'm glad to be free. I'm glad Jesus freed me from the bondages of sin. One thing I have learned, Sister Scudder has been encouraging our sister, and she's been walking in it. No matter what she has experienced this week, it's amazing that when she comes in here, it don't even control that mind. Why? Because there's so much Jesus going around. You know, it's as though the Lord said, you ain't got time to cry. You ain't got time to be in sorrow. Why? Because the Lord said, I'm just too good. I'm too good to you, right? Lord said, I've been too good for you to be overcome by sorrow. Let me show you my power to make you happy even in your sadness, right? Jesus will do that for you. That's how you can tell that there's power in Jesus, saints. Now, I guarantee you, she'd been at home all week. All she would have had was constant reminders of reasons to be saved.
Yeah.
People call, I feel so sorry for you. I will offer my condolences. You don't want to hear all that.
No.
I got to keep my mind on Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, I understand people's intentions are honorable. I understand people want to express how they feel.
Yeah.
But at this stage of the game, because time is so short, and so much wickedness is around, left and right. I don't have time to be focused on nothing but the salvation of my soul. If the Lord should call me, I want to be ready. And I don't need nothing that's going to take my mind off of Jesus, taking me off my course. Right? I need to finish my course with joy. Right? That's the truth. I need to finish my course with joy. And I don't need nothing.
Right.
What that lady in that movie said, don't nobody bring me no bad news. It's enough of it out there. It's enough of it out there. It hits you left and right. Boy, you know you'll be sitting up there calling out, I need some depression medicine.
No.
You need some Jesus. That's all you need. That's all you need is some Jesus. That medicine ain't going to do nothing to make you sleepy. Boy, you know you'll be sleeping from sun up to sundown. Calling that peace. That's not peace. You don't even know what the weather's like. That's not no peace. You stuck in your bed all day long. That's not no peace. Did we finish reading Ephesians 2 and 3?
Yes. Among whom also we had our conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. And the lust of our flesh.
What was driving us?
Lust.
The lust of our flesh was driving us. That flesh was lying to you. Trying to make you think it could be satisfied. And the flesh cannot be satisfied. Huh? Come on, saints. If I just have one more drink, I'll be happy. No, you won't. No, you won't. You're going to keep drinking till you can't drink no more. Why? Because it can't be satisfied. If I sleep with this one, I'll be happy and feel so good. No, you won't. You're going to have to go back to the well again. Then the Lord tell that woman at the well, you will drink. You will have to drink from this well again. But if you drink from the water that I give you, you will never thirst again, right? Why? Because that water will be in your soul, right? Jesus, water in my soul.
Yes, thank
you, Jesus. That's the truth, saints. Trying to fill that desire, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. This disease didn't just affect your body, it also affected your mind. Huh? Keep going. And were by nature. This is why you can't be shocked when your family is overcome with violence. Understand it's in their nature. But you can't let them drag you down with them. Know who you are. I'm called to be a saint. I'm called to be sanctified. I think differently. I act differently. I talk differently, right? Why? Because Jesus called me. He called me out of the gross darkness into his marvelous light, right? That's the truth. The Lord called you out of that mess. And then you got to know the difference between where you are now and where you were. That's the truth, saints. Where you are now and where you were. So you hear that. You'll hear you'll feel a familiar spirit. When you come around those people that are by nature the children of wrath, you feel a very familiar spirit. If you ain't careful, you'll be reaching down in your pocket for a blade. And you'll be saying, the blade is not there no more. Yeah, it's not there no more. The Lord called you out of that. Huh? But that spirit is still there. I'm trying to tell you. You ain't careful, you'll be reaching down in your pocket for something that's not there. Why? Because the Lord calls you out of that. And you be saying, well, why am I reaching in my pocket for this blade? Consider your environment. Consider who you're hanging around. You're hanging around people that are by nature the children of wrath. Huh? That lets you know, I need to get away from you. Why? Because you got something itching inside of me that should not be there. The Lord brought me out of that, right? That's the truth, saints. Yeah, it's the truth. You were by nature the children of wrath. Even as what? Even as, that's right. Even as others. Now, somebody get another one. Come on, get another one. Y'all keep me moving. All right.
Be ye not unequally yoked together.
Isn't that the truth? Didn't I just tell you all, if you hang around it too much, you're going to start acting like it.
Yeah.
Huh? If you're not careful, you'll be there, and they'll be just, I was laughing with Brother Jones Street. The fellas, we was laughing when we were going to go pick him up last week sometime, and the fellow was walking down the street with a bottle of Hennessy in his hand. And I was just watching, and that dawned on me. I said, what in the world is he walking with this bottle in his hand like that? And then it didn't dawn on me, he was walking from the memorial. And I, you know, when people go to these memorials that they have in the streets, that's what the fellas do. They take the liquor there and we're going to take this for the homie. I said, oh, and that dawned. I said, oh, he's doing this for the homie. Mm-hmm. You know, the fella that just died, they'll be there drinking. Take this glass, man, you shoot. If you're not careful, they'll pull you right on in. Huh? Come on, come drink just one last. I know you don't drink no more, but just drink this one last. Do it for the homie. I don't drink, not. Do it for the homie. Don't they mean something to you, man? Huh? This, the least you could do is take this last shot in remembrance of him. And you ain't, you'll be sitting there, all right. But you're supposed to be a saint.
That's right.
Huh? That's why you got to be careful. That's what the scripture says. Yep. Don't be unequally yoked together with. I don't sorrow like the world sorrow, right?
Right.
Huh? They let them build the memorials.
Right.
But don't you participate in it.
Right.
Huh? I don't sorrow like the world sorrow.
Right.
The Lord has given me a clear understanding of life and death.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Clear, saints. If you're not clear, that means you ain't been coming here long enough.
Right.
But you got a clear understanding of life and death.
Right.
None of us are here to stay.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
We got a time to be born and a time to die.
Right.
What we do with that time determines where we will spend eternity.
Right.
That's why the Lord says, govern yourselves accordingly.
Right.
Huh? Live like you are supposed to live.
Right.
What did the Lord tell Nicodemus? Nicodemus says, I'm a good fella. Lord said, you're not good enough for me.
Right.
You've got to be born again.
Right.
Born again of what? Of the water and of the spirit.
Right.
Your soul has got to go down in the blood of Jesus.
Right.
Why, that blood sanctifies you.
Right.
It separates sin from you.
Yeah.
Therefore, you can come up out of that water walking in the newness of life.
Right.
Now you need some power to keep you.
Right.
That's why the Lord says, tarry.
Yeah.
Tarry means to wait. Wait doing what? Calling on the name of the one that can save you. Neither is there salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven given to you whereby you must be saved, right? Wait there, calling on that name. Say, well, don't nobody else want to. You call them for yourself. One writer says, save yourself. Forget about who don't want to be there. You save yourself. You're going to stand before Jesus by yourself, right?
Yes, you are.
That's the truth. And when we go, when they had a service for that young man on Friday,
right.
People be talking about, oh, he looking down. No. You know the dead don't know what the living are doing. That brother has passed over into eternity. That we are the ones that are still here thinking about what we're going to do, what we're going to say. But his soul has already passed over into eternity. It does not know what we are doing. Come on, saints. We can put $1,000 suit on him. His soul knows nothing of it. Same thing with you and I. They could dress you up from head to toe.
Yeah.
You know nothing of it. Why? Because once you pass from this life, it's time for judgment, right?
Right.
We must all stand before the righteous.
Right.
Huh? Must give an account for the things that we've done, what, in this body. Whether it's what, good or bad, acceptable or unacceptable, right? Since we know the wrath of God, since we know what it's like for the turn when the Lord says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Since we know the wrath of God, we warn the people,
right?
We warn you day and night. Watch how you live. Watch what you say out your mouth. Watch where you're going. Why do I need to do that, Elder Scudder? Because you're called to be a saint. The Lord expects different from you, right? He expects different from you. Expects you to live differently. Huh?
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing. Would y'all finish reading that?
Okay. For what fellowship and righteousness with unrighteousness?
It's a big difference, isn't it?
Yes.
Keep going.
And what communion have light with darkness?
Yes.
And what concord has Christ with Baal?
Yes.
For what part have he that believeth? That's who.
Well, somebody that don't believe. Yes. If we don't have nothing in common, here I am talking about Jesus God, and the other fellow saying, "No, I don't believe Jesus God. I believe that somebody else is God." We have nothing in common.
Right.
Huh? Well, let's see if we can find some. Ain't no middle ground.
No.
Ain't no middle ground. Before you start dibbling and dabbling, that fella going to pull you over into his thing.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, the only thing you can say is we disagree.
Right.
That's it. We disagree.
Right.
I believe Jesus Christ is God.
Right.
Huh? I believe there is no other God.
Right.
There are no other substitutes.
Right.
God got one name. And that one name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Now you can say, "Well, that's the white man." You can call it whatever you want to call it. I know what the name of Jesus has done for me.
Yes.
It has freed me from my sin.
Yes.
Huh? I didn't go down in white man blood, black man blood. God himself got in a body. And he sacrificed his body for my sin. And I thank him for it, right? I thank him for it. I realized if he didn't do that, I would yet be in my sin. God didn't get back into that body and get about that grave, I would have no hope.
Right.
Isn't that the truth? We would have no hope.
Right.
But now we can look at death in the face. Yes, you can.
Yep.
You got the Holy Ghost. You've been born again like you're supposed to.
Yes.
You can look at death in the face and say, "Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory?" And the sting of death is sin.
Yes.
Well, that's how I know the Lord. The Lord done took the sting out of that beast.
Yes.
Why? Because he died for me. He died for me. He said, "I am he that was dead, but I'm alive for whatever more. I got the keys above hell and death," right? He died for me. Lord said, "Follow me, I'm life."
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Though you were dead.
Yes.
I was dead.
Yes.
Dead in my trespasses and in sin.
Yes.
But he has quickened me.
Life.
Meaning he has given me life, right?
Yes.
That's why I tell you, make sure you got the Holy Ghost like you're supposed to have it.
Yes.
Why? Because you should see some evidence inside of you. You should feel some life moving up and down inside of you, right? You ain't got no life inside of you. You're not ready for the grave. You ain't ready for it. That's why we tell you, stay there. Stay there. Don't get no counterfeit. Don't get no counterfeit. Don't be satisfied until you get Jesus in your soul. Why? Because Jesus is life, right? He's the one that gives your body victory over that grave, right? You ain't got no life inside of you. You ain't got no victory over no grave. You're going to go down in the grave and you're going to be there. Huh? Come on, saints. You said the wage of sin is death. Huh? When you go down in that grave, you're going to be there. Hell and death are going to be cast into the what? The lake of fire. You're going to be there, right? But Jesus freed me from that. He gave me victory over that grave. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. God opened up the grave for me.
Yes,
he did.
Yes.
Huh? That tomb, the Lord moved that rock from in front of that tomb.
Yes.
He became the first fruit of them that slept.
Yes.
And the Lord reminded me that when Stephen dies, Stephen had the Holy Ghost. When Stephen stops breathing, he's just asleep.
Yes.
Why? Because ain't no more rocks in front of the grave, right? Lord said, "I'm going to come back and get you." That's right. He's going to bring my body up out that grave. You can bury me way down in the sea. Lord said, "I don't care about where you put him at." And Lord said, "I'm going to come back and get him." Lord said, "I'm going to bring Stephen back with me. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up." We're going to be changed in a moment. And the twinkling of an eye, right? You know that when you got life inside of you. You're reminded of that when you got life inside of you. Something about that name of Jesus stirs up life inside of you. That's why I tell you, saints, just don't let that name be a melody. Let that name, just don't let that name be like John and Mark and Sue and James. Nah, that name means something. That name is my life. That name is my lifeline. That name, it shocks me. When my heart seems like it want to stop running for Jesus, that name is a, get back into it. It shocks you. It's like a bolt of energy. It's a, get back into it, right? Run for your life, right? Don't forget who you are. You are a saint, right? You've been bought by the blood of Jesus. Been bought by his blood. Oh, come on. I got to keep on moving. The temple of God with idols. Yes. You are, what am I now? In other words, my body belongs to Jesus. Huh? Come on, saints. Can y'all say that flat-footed? That's why I don't put anything in my body. Why? Because my body belongs to Jesus. Now, that devil will tell you, do it. Put it in your body. Drink it. Smoke it. Do it. Why? Because he knows the more you do it, you just defile your body. You defile the temple. The temple is the body, the dwelling place. I want my body to be a temple for the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost won't dwell in an unclean temple, right? I want to make sure that my body is clean. That's why the Lord told you, sanctify yourself. Set yourself apart first, right? And then the Lord will come in and sanctify you wholly, right? Meaning completely. He will completely fill you from head to toe, right? But you got to do your part first. Don't defile yourself with things that don't belong in the temple. I don't, as you say, Elder Scudder, why don't you listen to liars? Because I don't need no lie in my temple. Well, how that lie, the more you listen to that liar, the more you're going to start believing that liar. That liar is trying to get that lie all into your ears. You need to learn how to close your ears. And say, no. This is why we tell you, sisters and brothers, don't bother with folk that are not sanctified. Right. Why? Because all they're going to be spilling into your ears is a bunch of lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's going to defile your temple. It's going to mess up your body. And the only one that can keep your body clean is you. You got to say, no, I won't do this, right? Why? Because I don't want to defile my temple. Why? Because my temple belongs to Jesus. I done made a home for the Lord Jesus. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it? I done made a home for the Lord Jesus. I done told Jesus, Jesus, this is your address. Somebody say, where does the Lord live? He lives at this address. He lives down inside of me. I done dedicated my home to be the dwelling place for God himself. How do you know it? Because God said, I will walk up and down inside of him. And the Lord said, I'll be inside of you, right? Read a little bit more of that.
And God has said, I will dwell in them. Walk in them.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
And I will be their God.
Yes.
And they shall be my God.
That's right.
Wherefore, come out.
Huh? You should be telling yourself that. When you find your mind wandering, you should hear yourself shouting, come out. Get away from them, right? Get away from them. Why? Because they unclean, right? And the Lord told you, touch not the unclean thing, right? Is that what the book says? Touch not the unclean thing, right? And I will do what? Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. That's a beautiful thought. Now, I'm not going to read anymore. That's for your notes. What should I do with this calling? What should I do with this calling? That's 2 Timothy 2, 19 through 21. Someone get that for me. 2 Timothy 2, 19 through 21. My time is almost up. 2 Timothy 2, 19 through 21. Yes.
The foundation of God standeth sure.
Yes.
And it's having this seal.
That's the seal is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Having the Holy Ghost. Yes. You need the Holy Ghost, don't you? The Holy Ghost is the seal.
Yes.
If you don't have no seal, you have nothing to keep what's in you.
Right.
And keep stuff that don't belong to you out of you. Right. Then the Holy Ghost seals you up. seals you up, meaning it keeps the love, the joy, the peace down inside of you. But what does it keep out of you? The malice, the hatred, the gall, the envy, the hypocrisy. I don't want none of that inside of me. Therefore, I need the real Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost to do what? Seal me. Lord said, what do you need to do, elders? Got to check your foundation. Foundation is what you build on, right? My foundation is Jesus. Other foundations can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand, right? All of the ground is what? That's true. Check your foundation.
That's it. Thank you, Jesus.
That's why that doctrinal class is so important. Because that doctrinal class lays a good what? Foundation. It teaches you who Jesus is. Teaches you what you need to do in this flesh. Teach you everything that's going on in this world and why the world is in the condition that it's in. It reminds you that this world is not going to get any better. It reminds you that the sinner can't offer you nothing but death. That's why I don't rally behind no politicians. Why? Because they're all evil. They're all devils. Whether they wear a $1 million suit, whether they wear hand-me-downs, they're still liars. And the scripture said the truth is not in them. Who are they, Jesus? They are of their father, the devil. The devil was a murderer from the very beginning. Why? Because he abode not in the truth, right? You know the truth. You know the truth when you hear the truth. And the truth will free you. Lord says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth, right?
Yeah.
Talking about, we got the wrong one in the White House. White House needs to be closed up. Needs to be closed right on up. All of that whole system just needs to be closed right on up. And everybody needs to be pointing the direction towards Jesus. I mean a sanctified church. A good, sanctified, holy church. Where people learn that and it'd be a beautiful thing if you can get the whole world to get in that kind of mind frame. Then we ain't got to lock the doors. We ain't got to have no doors. We be encouraging people, come in and pray. Them doors be opened up all day long. Ain't that a beautiful thing? You got doors open up all day long and just people just coming in, calling on the name of Jesus. That'd be a beautiful thing. Folks got disagreements in their home, be arguing, fussing and fighting. Then the neighbor say, go to the temple. I heard you and John over there fussing last night. Go to the temple. Go to the temple and iron out your differences. People get in an accident in the middle of the street. Get out. Boom, boom. You hit my collar. The people on the outside say, stop what you're doing. Run over to the temple. The doors are open, right? People need fussing in the street. You took something that didn't belong to you. The store clerk and everybody in the street say, stop, stop. Go into the temple. The doors are open. You need to fall on your face and pray. Prayer is the answer, saints. Don't realize Jesus is the only one that can deliver you from that Adamic nature, right? Constantly warring against your mind. Police ain't got no answer to that. Police think they can shoot you, shock you, and make you do right. No, you can't. They can beat you with a billy club. Still ain't going to make you do right. Why? Because you got that nature inside of you. That nature is in you. I seen the fella had the cuffs on. Do you think cuffs going to make you do right? Fella had the cuffs on. The fella opened up the door. The fella ran down the street with the cuffs on. Letting you see, you can't stop me. You can't stop my nature. Cops running harder than they can. All that equipment. Hey, you going to want them to run after somebody ain't got nothing on their waist. And expect them to keep up. They overweight already. And you're expecting them to keep up with them. And they say, I can't do it. Therefore, cops say, I can't catch you, so I'm going to just shoot you. That's their attitude. You ain't seen the fella run away from the cop. Cops realized he couldn't catch him no more. So he pulled out his gun and just started shooting. Pow, 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 pow. Fella fell dead right in the street. Thank the Lord the cameras was on him. And realize you see, and they say, well, he only did that because the fella was, he didn't do that because the fella was outrunning him and he had a gun. He did it because the fella ran faster than he could.
Amen.
And he got upset. He got upset because somebody questioned his authority. Say, I'm the king of this land. When I say, you stop, you stop.
Jesus.
That's his attitude. When Pharaoh said, I'm doing what I want to do. But please say, okay, I'm going to take you out the land then and kill them. That's just how they do them.
Yeah.
They treat the humans like we animals.
Yeah.
Throw you in cages. Tell you when to eat, when to drink. You ever thought about that?
Yeah.
Take your clothes away from me. You're going to wear this. It's too big. I don't care whether it's too big or too small. Put it on.
Yeah.
You ain't going to do what I say. Put them in the hole.
Yeah.
Treat you like pure animals.
Yeah.
People at the zoo, the animals at the zoo get better treatment
than
they do.
Yes, they do.
This is, we got this thing all backwards. It's all backwards. It's all backwards. That's why I say, saints, don't be caught up in the flow of this stuff. Don't be caught up. This looks like this is going to have to be a two-part lesson because this may be a little bit too long. I don't want to try your patience too long. I do need you to memorize some of this stuff. This is a heavy meal.
Yes,
and I need you to memorize some of it. I need it to sustain you. I need you to be able to build off of this, all right? Did y'all finish reading 2 Timothy?
Second Timothy.
Foundation of the Lord stands assured. Heaven is sealed. The Lord knows those that are his. Huh?
That everyone that nameth the name of Christ.
Do what?
Depart from iniquity.
That's sanctification, isn't it?
Yes.
And the Lord telling you what to do with sin. Telling you to do what? Depart away from it.
Right.
Don't let it stay in your life. Get away from it, right?
But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold.
Now, Elder Scudder, I thought when I came to church, they ain't sure acting like, you messing up.
Right.
First of all, you're looking at something you shouldn't be looking at.
Right. Right.
You coming to church, only one you should be looking at is yourself.
Right.
You're missing the whole point of it. You got more respect for the hospital than you do for the church. You go to the hospital with a headache. And you don't assume when you get in the hospital that everybody in there is well.
Right.
You know it's sick people in there.
Right?
Because that's why you go there. You go to the hospital because you say, I'm sick. All of my home remedies ain't working. So I need to go somewhere with somebody that got some medical knowledge can help me. Right? And you already know when you go in there, you're going to see sick people.
Right.
So you're not shocked. You're not shocked when you see people laying on the bed.
Right.
You're not shocked when you see people vomiting.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
You're not shocked when you see people bleeding.
Right.
You're not shocked when you see people pushed around in the wheelchair. Because you know where you are at.
Yes.
You are at the hospital.
Right.
And you ain't no different from the rest of them.
Right.
You sick, they're sick. All of us are sick, right? Huh? So don't put the church in such a different plateau.
Right.
We are here because we got issues.
Right. Right.
Right. All of us are here because we have issues.
Right.
Huh?
Right. Yes.
None of us are well enough to make it by ourselves.
Right.
Therefore, the Lord gave us a church.
Amen.
So we can come in and get our issues fixed, right?
Right. Right. Yes,
easy. Right? Does that make sense? Yeah, we got all of us got issues. Sometimes my issues don't be that bad, so I can smile through them. Sometimes my issues get the best of me. As Sister Mitchell say, look like you got grapes all in your face. That's what she told Brother Joe this morning. Brother Joe, look like you done ate a whole mouth full of grapes. Joe said, I need some grapes. In other words, we don't know what that brother went through before he could have been on his last leg coming down them steps. Right? Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Somebody could have threw a pot down the steps and almost hit him. Boy, we don't see it. We don't know it.
Right.
Somebody could have called and cussed him out.
Right.
Huh? While he's on his way to the temple, right?
Right.
Huh? Yes. Oh, my land. Sister was coming through the door. Sister Vicky was coming through the door with all them kids the other day. She said, oh. I said, oh, you here, sister. Thank the Lord for you. Last thing I can say is, sister, you should be coming through the door without no smile on your face.
Yeah.
It's the Lord's temple. You're supposed to be happy. You're supposed to be glad when you come here. Sister Vicky should have pulled me and said, look, brother. You don't know what I had to go through to get through these doors. Right. In other words, we all got our issues we got to deal with.
Yes.
From the youngest to the oldest.
Right.
See, I thought we were going to get back there and have a good little coloring time on Friday. Good old coloring time. They had issues. Them little young minds had issues. And I had to deal with their issues. But they had a mind. They said, well, I need to go to church. They told me, well, I want to come to church this morning.
Right.
Why? Because they know they got issues. Right?
Right.
They said, at least I know when I get in here, I got peace. Right?
Right?
They get in these doors, they get some peace and quiet.
Right.
They get some Jesus.
Yes.
Stuff they don't normally hear all around the
right.
moment.
Right.
They don't hear the boom, the boom, the boom, boom. They hear some calm Jesus.
Yes.
Everywhere I go.
Thank you.
Yes. You need that calmness in your mind. It's the truth. It's the truth,
yes.
Saints. I'm being honest
yes.
with you. All of us have issues.
Yes.
That's why the Lord brought us here.
Well, thank right. you.
So that we can get our issues dealt
yes,
with.
Sir.
Right?
Right.
Now that song say ain't no sense in us leaving
right.
the way we came.
Right.
Right? Ain't no sense of you burdened down coming in the door burdened. Now don't leave burdened.
Right.
Not all this Jesus be going on.
Right. Right.
Get caught up in the flow.
Right.
That's
right.
true. Get caught up in the flow. Ride the wave. Right. Ride that Jesus wave, right?
Right.
What them girls do with double dutch, they be like this. Because they said they got to time it, right? You be sitting there. In other words, they be getting their bodies ready for it.
Right.
Now, you know flat-footed. Somebody standing there like this, he say, they're going to mess the whole rope up. They ain't even got their timing right. They be sitting there and they jump. Hold on, you done messed it all up. We would have had a good old timing going. But you know, when somebody be doing their whole, they get their whole body into it. You know, they about to do some serious jumping there. I do some serious jumping now.
Right.
In other words, when you come to church, get into the flow of it.
Right.
Don't sit there like no bumper.
Right.
You ain't gonna have no good time in no service. Get your body into it.
Yeah.
In other words, get your mind on Jesus,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Be ready to do what? Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Lift them hands up. Say, my bones are stiff. Stretch.
Yeah.
Time to praise the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Get all them crinks and cooks
yeah.
out of it.
Yes.
You say, it's time to praise Jesus now. That's right. Command that body.
That's right.
Right. Command that body. Do what? Praise the Lord, right?
Yes.
Lord, move all that stuff on out the way
yes.
so that your mind can be clear and be free to praise Him, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's true. Did y'all finish reading, Timothy? I'm sorry. She stopped at 20?
It said, but in a great house,
yeah.
there are not only
yes, that's the good stuff. Oh, Elder Scudder, what you mean to tell me? We got some wood in here too, right?
Yes.
We got good stuff, good stuff, good stuff.
Yes.
Stuff I want everybody to see, but I got that other stuff. I don't want nobody to see it right now.
And
some to dishonor. Uh-huh.
If a man therefore purchases...
That, see, we come to church to do what? Get rid of the stuff.
He shall be a vessel.
The church is a dumping ground. Y'all understand that? I'll say it again. The church is a dumping ground. Get rid of all of your burdens.
Right.
Lord said, cast all your cares on Him.
Right.
In other words, the church is a dumping ground.
Yes.
Leave all that baggage right here.
Right.
All that garbage. Why we tell you, when you get at the altar, just cry to the Lord.
Right.
Leave all that garbage right at the altar.
Right.
Lord can handle it.
Yes.
He can deal with it.
Yes.
He done dealt with homosexuality.
Yes.
He done dealt with drug addicts.
Yes. Yes.
Drunks. Murderers. Yes.
Yes.
We had somebody had a murdering spirit come to a Bible class one time. Brother Joe, not Brother Joe, Brother, who was that? Brother Best was up there. Scared Brother Best to death. Brother said, he was talking to me. The brother was talking to me. Said, I got my pistol out there waiting. Brother Best said, wow. I didn't fear me, because
right.
I already know the devil can't take my life. He can threaten me.
Right.
Yeah, he can threaten me,
right.
but he can't take my life.
Right.
The only the Lord controls this.
Right.
Lord controls whether when it stops moving and breathing.
Right.
Not Satan. No matter how much fear he put around you.
Right.
Somebody, you all realize I've had guns pointed in my face. Look down the barrels of them. The Lord showed me. Well, they could do all that stuff to you, but the Lord said, they didn't pull the trigger. Elder Scott is still here. Yes. My daughter said, thank you, Jesus. I know she's glad I'm here, but I realize again, you passing by death all day long. You only fooling yourself if you don't realize you're passing by death all day long. You don't know who got a mind to kill you. You riding down the street. Do y'all realize sometimes these people that are in these cars, their minds are messed up?
Right.
I'm serious. Their minds are messed up. You go into the store. You stand there with your groceries. You don't know who in front of you or who behind you.
Right.
Somebody get a tick and get the tick in you off.
Right.
You know, you in trouble.
That's right.
I mean, only the Lord can protect you from stuff.
Right.
Folk walk by, you cough. You don't know what they got.
Right.
You don't know how long that stuff be lingering in the air. And we just walk around like, oh, like we in Disney World. Disney World is a trap. Yeah, Disney World is a trap. Because they try to seclude it. Make you think ain't nothing else in the world but Mickey Mouse and all this fun stuff. Yeah, many of y'all, maybe you may have never been to Disney World. But when you go, it's a trap. Because they specifically got a design that when you go on there, you don't know what's going on around in the world. It could be an atomic bomb happening. You don't know nothing of it. All you hear is the da-da-da-da-da-da. It's a happy place to be at. I mean, an axe murderer could be running around your neighborhood. You wouldn't even know it. Because you're in Disney World. And all you see is Mickey Mouse. Happy, happy, happy. It's a small world. That's all you hear. Everybody be so happy.
Yeah.
Before you know, you go in there with a pocket full of money. They done took all your money out.
Yeah.
I want this. I want that. I want this. $15 for a bottle of water. $15. I'm going to die of starvation. You be quick giving it out. Yeah, you be broke.
Yes.
Oh, you be just so happy while you didn't forget. I have bills when I get home. I got to live. You just be spending all your money. Then on your way home, you're just happy. You just carry your balloons, t-shirts, till you hit that door. Go on the door. Boom. He go to mail. Push play on the answer machine. Reminder, shut off notice. You didn't pay your bill. Go to your bank account. Disney, 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 Disney.
No money.
Ain't got no money to pay your bill. See all that? It was a trap. Just set you right on up. You can't take it back.
Because
it ain't around the corner. And they ain't going to let you take it back, right? All the stuff you bought was non-refundable. And you feel like a fool. You do. You realize you go in the grocery store, you see that same bottle, you pay $15 for a dollar. You here go your happy world, sad again. Right? Yeah. Something about saints. I done got off track. I'm done, saints. Trust y'all got something out the word. Y'all hold your papers. We come back to this next week.